You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
How?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yo.
Let's get it.
What up? The word for today is how. When people want to know things, they're like, how? How do we do that? How did you do that? How to do that? The word of the day is how. Don't ask why, just ask how. It's important. It's important for you to ask how. Well, how do you do that? How did you do that? How did you come to that? You see what I'm saying here? You ask why, that just leads to craziness and stupidity. But if you ask how, that leads to enlightenment, wisdom, and, you know, the like. So with that said, we're going to move on. So, today's podcast is, it's interesting. Interesting, right? How is it interesting, you ask? Well, there's a lot of things that I'm going to discuss that, might be, I don't know, eyebrow raising, who knows? Who knows what your reaction will be? Maybe you'll laugh, maybe you'll cry, maybe you'll have a good time, maybe you won't. Maybe, who knows? Who knows? Maybe who knows? And honestly, I don't know. I'm just gonna, let's just start this up, all right? Let's do that. Because the longer I sit here and prep it, the least amount of time you're gonna be like, is he gonna just say what he's supposed to be? Like, is he just gonna do this thing? Yeah, let's do this thing. Let's do it, shall we? So, you remember back in school, and maybe some of you are still in school, but do you remember when you were a kid, and there were all these silly sayings that would be said back then? Like, one of them was, you know, they used to say silly phrases and poems and songs and stuff. But one of them I remember that has just popped in my head recently is, boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider. Girls go to Mars to get more candy bars. Well, who started that? Like seriously, who started saying that? Like, that's a weird song to sing in school to other kids. Boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider. Girls go to Mars to get more candy bars. So what are these candy bars that the girls are getting? And why is that better than being stupid? Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? What kind of programming is behind that? Okay, so we're just gonna move on. Because Mars doesn't exist, my friends. I mean, it just doesn't exist. I don't care how you slice the pie, it doesn't exist. It's still a circle, and you can slice it however you want, but Mars just simply doesn't exist. Nobody's been able to prove Mars exists, because nobody's been able to get outside the firmament. You know, that big dome that's over the Earth? You know, because we're in a circle with a dome over it, and there's that rocket that I was talking about in the other podcast that hits the firmament, scratches the surface, and comes to a screeching halt and then falls back down. Yeah, if you haven't checked it out, rocket hits the firmament. Go search that. Watch that video. Anyways. So, Mars doesn't exist. And the moon and the sun, they're both inside the firmament. You understand? Because there's waters above the dome. Hence the 40 days of night floods. So yeah, the moon exists, the sun exists, and it's not as far away as you think it is. Like, do you think that if the sun was light years away, that we would feel its warmth? I mean, like, really though, really. Like, I mean, what is the sun? People say it's a ball of gas, but like, what is it? What is the sun? What is the moon? And they say, and the Bible says the moon has its own light. Like, what is the moon? What is the sun? These are two very valid questions. I mean, it's weird, right? It's weird that we don't have all these answers. Like, they're in the Bible, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, the answers are all in the Bible. But, you know, we don't have documentaries of all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have... apparently have a fake moon landing, you know? But is that because you can't land on the moon for some reason? You know, why would you have to fake it? It makes you wonder. I mean, there's been so many videos that have come out about it being faked. You know what I'm saying? And NASA has released videos about it being real. But then they also release photos of globe Earth, but it's still just a circle. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You can't get outside the firmament. I don't think anybody has figured out how. You just can't. And Mars does not exist, my friends. I'm bringing it right back to that. Mars doesn't exist. There is no such thing as Mars. Mars is as fake as a $3 bill, y'all. It's crazy. But you know what does exist? Underground bunkers. And in fact, Forbes confirms what I've been saying about underground bunkers all along. That there are 5-star resort underground bunkers. Forbes, yes, the magazine. Forbes magazine, you know, about the rich people. Well, it goes on to talk about how rich people have underground bunkers and they're escaping underground. Well, no one hears you scream underground. I mean, I've only been rapping about it for years. You know, years ago, I came out with the song named Virus. And in this song, I talk about, like, echo through the chambers, no one hears. The chambers of the underground bunkers. You can scream, but underground, no one hears you scream. You know, like, not outer space, underground. You understand? In these bunkers, no one can hear you scream. And like, how would you even get away? Like, how would you even know how to get out of there? It's probably like a maze down there. If you've seen that video of people driving, where is it? Is it Oregon? Or is it... I think it's Oregon. But there's, you know, somewhere, there's this underground business center. And driving around down there, you can get really turned around unless you've memorized all the street names and whatnot. And you follow all the exit signs and whatnot. You understand? Because it's very easy to get turned around because it all looks the same. You'd never be able to escape. You'd never know how to get out of there. Especially if you never saw the way in. So what was this Mars 1 expedition? You guys remember that? Mars 1? Because it got debunked. They're not going to Mars. They have confirmed that it is fake news and they are not going to Mars. No one has ever been to Mars because Mars doesn't exist. What does Mars stand for? Men are really stupid? Boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider. Girls go to Mars to get more candy bars. Is that starting to ring a bell now? Is it making a little bit more sense here? It's a really weird little song for kids to be singing in elementary, to be programming other kids with. It's a really, really weird song. So yeah, I mean, you know, Trump's gonna fake his death and escape to a 5-star underground bunker resort, whatever you want to call it. You know, Trump Resorts International, what is it? Like Trump Properties, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's to say that he hasn't invested in underground bunkers? 5-star underground bunker resorts. And I mean, It only makes sense that the rich, like, this is why they don't care about what's going on up here, because they are so concerned with what's going on underground. not outer space, like they want you to think, with SpaceX and NASA. But all those people are lying. Did you know that? Or are you just now catching on? Like, are you just now learning that, like right here, right now, is this your first bit of truth that you're being, you know, introduced to? Like, you know what I'm saying? Am I the first person to actually tell you what's really going on here? I mean, and if you're listening, do you believe it? Because it's much like the Bible, it's 100% truth. This is true. I mean, Forbes is coming out and admitting it. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, I've never really seen Forbes lie to people, you know? You know, I haven't seen them post fake articles. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would they post a fake article about underground bunkers? That just wouldn't make sense. Because it's too true. There's too much truth behind it. You know what I'm saying? Never known them to post a fake article. I've never known them to CNN out. You understand? So, I mean, really makes you think, doesn't it? It really makes you think. You know, I mean, there's been underground cities, but those underground cities have been abandoned. Because now they have underground railways. I mean, there's the Area 51 Bullet Express. Now, I don't know its official name, but that's just what I'm calling it now. Area 51 Bullet Express will take you in 10 minutes, will transport you into inner underground, where whatever is down there. You understand? Whatever advanced ancient civilization is down there, they will take you there within 10 minutes. Hence why they will kill you if you're not supposed to be there. If you try and force your way there. Those soldiers are programmed to kill. They probably don't, like, don't get me wrong, they probably don't want to kill you, but they will if they have to. If necessary, they will take lethal force out on you. Now, I don't know if this was true, but back in the day, and I probably talked about this in another podcast, but back in the day, I don't know if you can still find the audio, but you might be able to find it on YouTube or BitChute, BitChute, but you can probably find it out there somewhere in the internet, in the interverse. But somewhere out there on the internet exists audio of a guy who's flying a plane that called into a radio station. And he said he's going to fly over Area 51 and he's going to finally see what's there. Well, it didn't end very well for him. There was like some kind of sound of an explosion or something, and his audio just cut out. They shot him down. If I remember correctly, Area 51 air control tower came on his radio and said, "You need to turn around. We will shoot you down. You need to turn around." And he was very insistent on still going. Now, like I said, I don't know if that's real or if that was being faked or what. But I mean, it was very convincing. It sounds very convincing to me. I mean, that could just be propaganda to scare people from wanting to fly over. Because let's say they're slipping one day and, you know, they don't catch somebody flying over. They've turned their transponder off and blah, 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 blah. Who knows, right? But I don't want you to fly over there and get shot down. I'm definitely not condoning flying over there. You know what I'm saying? By me saying it could be faked, you know, I'm definitely not condoning that. Please do not do that. I don't want you to die. Do not let curiosity get the best of you. Please, I beg of you, don't harm yourself in the making of this film. You know what I'm saying? Please. But what I'm saying is, even though it could have been faked, it sounded very convincing. It was convincing enough for me to never want to do it. Right? You don't see me trying to sneak on to Area 51. You know, there's part of me that wanted to do that once, but I don't want to kill myself, you know, and I don't want to have myself harmed in any kind of way. So, you know, I would just rather not. But I'm telling you, there is something more, much, much more, that they don't want you to know. If you want to know more about Inner Earth, or Agartha, as they call it, go to acapnews, acapnews.com, acapnews.com. Visit that website, and when you get there, click the search bar and type in Area 51, and then hit enter. And then a search result will pop up. Click that and read that very, verily, verily, verily detailed article. It's basically a three-section article because it has, if I remember correctly, it has three different parts of the story. There's one where it's folklore, where basically like a guy goes underground and comes out on the other side and experiences a whole nother type of realm, like a whole nother earth, basically, where giants still exist and things like that. Like I said, it you know what I'm saying? It seems very real. It's very accurately portrayed, you know? And then there's another section where, well, the reason I say it's folklore is because, you know, I haven't confirmed it. I've never seen it myself. So to me, so far, it's folklore, right? But still read it. Please do read it. And then the next section talks about Area 51 and abducted children and how they go underground and the abducted children are taken underground and experimented on. And then the third section is an interview of somebody who lives down there. So there's three different, very different types of experiences being portrayed there. So take it with a grain of salt, probably, because I can't confirm it. You know what I'm saying? I've never been down there. You have never been down there. We've never been down there. But there must be some kind of truth to it, because Facebook doesn't want to let you read what's on this article. Because when this article came out, Facebook blocked my site from being shared on their platforms. ACAP News, yes, that's my news website. So you should go check it out, because there's great articles on there. It talks about Obama being Osama bin Laden. I mean, there's really great articles on there. You should definitely check it out. I haven't posted there in a while because I've been extremely busy working. So, you know, I'm not going to talk about the things I'm working on, but I've got a lot of stuff in the works. Most recently, I posted new music to psychicsoldiers.com. One song is called Crush, one song is called Vibe, one song is called Swerve, one song is called Shook. Just go there and listen to my music. There's lots of cool stuff being posted there all the time. Psychicsoldiers.com. That's where my music is at. But like I said, I've got a lot of stuff in the works aside from that. So I'm not going to release the details, but you know, just be ready for some really cool things to come out. But yeah, you know, so, you know, just check out acapnews.com, please do, and read through those articles. Because we're going to be moving on to the next subjects here. So, you know, it's funny because, like, some people act so surprised to learn that fraud exists. You know what I'm saying? And they don't even realize it's fraud. Believe me, it took me a long time to catch on to that too. You know, oh, it's a scam. It's a scam. No, it's fraud. These things are fraudulent. 9/11 was fraud. The Las Vegas shooting was fraud. And it's funny because most recently, the most recent incident of the Las Vegas shooting that I've actually noticed is 2019. They came out with an episode of Deal or No Deal, and there's this guy, Justin Uhart, however you spell his last name, and he's a quote-unquote Las Vegas shooting hero because he supposedly saved some woman who was bleeding. You know, it all fits their narrative. It all conveniently fits their narrative of the loss of blood, the reason why they needed blood, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to cover it up so hard. And boy, the acting was outrageous. Like, the whole time I was all like, be $1 million. I don't know if you've seen Deal or No Deal, but I was like, let the case that he picks be $1 million. Please, please. I was rooting for the banker the whole time. You know, please let him walk away with as little as possible. You know? Like, that guy doesn't deserve money. He doesn't deserve kickback. He doesn't deserve all that fame and fortune. That crap is all temporary. But hey, let him have it, right? Let him have it. Let him have his 5 minutes of fame. You know? Him being a quote-unquote hero wasn't enough. They had to put him on TV. They had to put him to work. Because he made a deal with the devil. So Deal or No Deal? Crazy. It's crazy. Really crazy. But you know, these people who hear about all this crap going on, they're so surprised to learn that fraud exists. Well, guess what else exists? Conspiracies. This is the craziest denial. This is the craziest case of denial that I've ever heard. Like there's that many people that can cover this up like that. That can control that many people. You know, and I've talked about this in other podcasts. But yeah, when you have $190 billion, which is multiples of millions. You understand? That's like, take $999 million and times that times two. You understand? You feel what I'm saying here? Like, that's a lot of money. $190 billion. Like, and keep multiplying that and multiplying that and multiplying that. $190 billion. You understand? Not quite a trillion. But $190 billion split between two people who are already rich as it is. Just think about it. That can buy you a lot of hush-hush. It can buy you a lot of murder, faked suicides, faked deaths, people going into hiding. It could buy you a lot of underground bunkers. It could buy you a lot of just sitting in a hotel the whole time with, I don't know, comped services. I mean, think about it. It could buy you a lot of protection too. But anyways, so yeah, conspiracies exist too. I mean, if you don't think so, then where have you been the last, I don't know, 10 years? 20 years maybe? Where have you been? Put your head in the sand? Because you're just going to live your life happy, not knowing the facts, not knowing the truth about what's going on? You're willingly ignorant? Okay. All right. I've seen a lot of that in my time. People who choose to be ignorant. I can't do it, my man. I cannot do it. Can't do it. I won't do it. It's crazy. It's crazy to live in denial. To say, oh, that's not going to affect how my life is. And I know I said this in the last podcast, but I'm bringing it back up again. Like, I don't think I've touched on this enough. I cannot sit here and be willingly ignorant. I can't do it, man. I'm not built like that. I'm sorry. I'm not built like you to just not care about what's going on in the world, about what the reality is. I mean, you know, I want to experience these things too. You're crazy to think that, you know, you can just be happy up here. Like, you're happy, like, obeying the law and having to be scared of the law and accidentally breaking the law and not knowing it. And then next thing you know, your whole life is ruined because you're just sitting in jail with a bunch of other people that you don't like. You would never be sitting around in the first place. You know what I'm saying? People who are just gonna steal from you, take advantage of you, make a mockery of you. Like, that's no fun. It's much more fun outside of jail. Much more fun. And I'm pretty sure you already know this, but you don't really understand it until you have been there and these things have happened to you. Trust me, you have no idea what it's like. Unless you've been through it yourself, I'm telling you, my friends. But anyways, enough of that. You know, speaking of conspiracies, Edward Snowden has a clip on JRE Clips, which is Joe Rogan Experience Clips. So Joe Rogan has a clip of Edward Snowden telling you how your phone spies on you. Now, it's had 12 million views. So, I mean, I don't know how many people have actually sat down and really watched it and how many of those views are buffered. But there's been 12 million views, so I'm just going to take a guess that a lot of you have probably seen it before. But just in case you haven't, you should probably go and watch it. Now, he gets real nerdy and technical through all of it. So maybe you want to, like, speed up the playback speed on it, because you can do that in the YouTube video settings. You know, so he'll go through it at a faster pace. You don't have to just sit there being bored with all his technical jargon and crap, because he breaks it down a little bit too much of detail. But what he's saying is accurate. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm only saying that for the people that are like, oh my God, like, would you just spit it out? You know, because they don't want to hear all this technical jargon and crap, because they don't care. They want to know just the nuts and bolts of it. They don't want to know the manifold, you know, and the gaskets. They don't care about all that. They just want to know how to tighten the nuts. You understand? So, you know, they don't want to know the pistons. They don't want to know the fuel injection. They just want to know how to tighten the nuts down. They just want to see how that works. You understand? They just want the gist of it. But if you want to know how your phone is spying on you, how you're being spied on with your phone, you should probably go and give at least some of it a listen, because you'll learn a lot. It's basically like he's taking you to school. You know what I'm saying? So if you're interested in learning how your phone works with all these apps and the cell service and blah, 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 you should definitely go and check out at least a little bit of it out, because you'll learn a lot within just like a minute or two of listening, at least. So anyways, yeah, go check that out. I really encourage you to do it, because as I said, you will learn a bunch. So, you know, nobody, I've noticed this. Nobody likes mandates. People look at other people not wearing their masks, and they're like, wait a minute. Hey, you. You know, I noticed like you're not wearing a mask and nobody else is wearing a mask, and only a few of us here are wearing masks. Do we just not have to wear masks anymore? And it's like, hello, what are they gonna do? They can't force you to do it. A mandate is not a law. You cannot be forced to wear a mask. You understand? They can say that they'll fine you. They can try and write you a ticket. But I mean, you don't have to give them your ID. You don't have to identify yourself to these people. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't obey the law. You know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't want you to go to jail because you're being, you know, insubordinate, defiant on purpose. You know what I'm saying? You know, respect lawmen, at least. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to respect them and something happens to you because of that, that's not my choice and that's not my fault. You understand? Like, I respect these people, but that's just because I respect myself enough to not put myself in a situation like that. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? It's the only polite thing to do. And like I said, if you're going to be defiant on purpose, that's on you, my friend. And whatever you choose to do, that's at your own discretion. But I encourage you to not buck the system whenever a lawman approaches you, because they're already approaching you as if there's an issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, as if you are posing a threat, a problem. You are a threat to this person who is approaching you. You understand? There's something wrong here, and they're going to approach you. But if you're respectful and you're nice enough, they might just let you go. Do you understand? You know, because they approach you and you're being an a-hole, then yeah, I mean, you know, they're probably not going to be very nice to you. They'll probably want to do the worst thing possible to you. Because believe me, they've got options, you know what I'm saying? So weigh your options carefully, okay? I just want to cover that because, you know, I don't want to sit here and say, oh, you know, you shouldn't wear a mask, you know, just, you know, you know, screw the system, blah, 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 and then something happens to you. Because I, you know, that's definitely not my goal here. You know, I'm the type of person that, you know, I'm like, oh, wow, that happened to them? Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Which reminds me of something else. I've been seeing a lot of fake news pop up recently. Oh, there's a murderer on the loose. Oh, he's murdered 7 people already just now. Yeah, okay, sure. All right, sure. I really believe you. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe murder can happen. But I don't think that with all the technology we have these days, that a murder spree could go on anymore. It's just, there's just too much technology and surveillance these days. And don't get me wrong, accidents can happen. But there's, like I said, there is just way too much surveillance going on for something like this to be true. Look how quickly they caught the Boston bombers and things, you know what I'm saying? And people are saying that that's a fake tragedy. But still, look at how fast people came together and caught those guys. You understand? Jakari or whatever his name was, is sitting in jail pretty quickly. He was sitting in jail pretty quick. Now, whether any of that is true, couldn't tell you. I wasn't there. I didn't see it happen. I have no idea. But I'm just saying, if something like that did happen, believe me, we would catch them. It would catch on like wildfire. People would know. They can't possibly cover all this up. You understand? They could try, but they couldn't possibly. Did you see what I'm saying? $190 billion can buy you a lot. $1 trillion being donated to you, trillions of dollars, can buy a lot. So what is Trump buying from all these people that receive these bailouts? What do you call it? These donations? You know what I'm saying? Why did Trump donate trillions of dollars to the 9/11 survivors, quote unquote survivors? Because we all know the building was empty. We all know that no plane ever hit the building. And if you don't know, go look it up. But what was he buying? Is that hush-hush money? They're like, oh, we're going to tell Mr. Chance because he's got the loudest mouth of the South. That's the motor mouth of the South right there. Everybody, oh, man. Don't let me go and tell him. I'll tell him everything. All right, well, let me give you $1 billion. I better up and up, up, up. So these, whoever... I don't know who these survivors are, you know what I'm saying? These families and these survivors are. But $1 trillion is a lot. That's a lot of hush-hush money. Now, I'm just speculating. I am just speculating. Because there's a lot of things going on, and Trump is very well known to buy people off to keep them quiet. Really makes you wonder, doesn't it? It makes you think. What could he possibly be hiding? That's what I really want to know. I mean, he's probably got a lot to hide. Like maybe the fact that COVID-19 doesn't exist. He tried to cover it up with the fake China video whenever he was in the White House press conference room. Do you remember that? Whenever I caught him lying about the quote-unquote China virus. Do you guys remember whenever I was talking about that? Do you remember whenever I called him out on that? Were you paying attention? Because he was obviously lying. It was faked. The whole video was faked. It was unbelievably fake. Crazy, right? It's crazy that COVID-19 doesn't really exist after all this that's going on. Oh, but why? Because they wanted to profit from it. They profited off the COVID-19 scam. Scamdemic, plandemic. Oh yeah, they profited wildly off of shutting me down, my whole campaign, tuning my campaign out from a lot of you ever discovering it. I mean, think about it. They profited off this scam wildly. It's insane how much they profited off of this. It's crazy to think that they will go to this much trouble to try to commit election interference, then turn around and commit election fraud to keep me from ever being president. And Trump said in so many words that it's a long shot. It'll never happen. And he was referring to my campaign. He was conveniently and covertly referring to my campaign, my presidency. He'll never even get close. He doesn't stand a chance. He doesn't even have a shot. You see the key words here? Like, my friends, I'm not making this up. I have other, the guy who's running for vice president with me, he's admitted this too. They say things related to the things he says, you understand? To the things that are going on that he politically gets vocal about. His political vocalizations are acknowledged covertly. It's very secretively. Like, there's this whole two-way communication going on. And a lot of you maybe know about it. And they let you know. But covertly, they let you know that these things are going on. Like, they're acknowledging the fact that they are listening to you. They are watching you. You understand? They're surveilling you. That's why Twitter is a really good tool to have. Because if you post it on Twitter, they're gonna know about it. They're gonna find out about it. They will hear about it. If you tag them in these tweets, if you mention them, they're gonna know about it. Believe me. But here's the deal. They don't care. That's the deal. They do not care. They don't care about me. They don't care about you. Because look, they're lying about COVID-19. They don't care about you. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about you knowing the truth. They don't care about you. They don't. They care about what you're saying. You understand? But they, in the end, they do not care about me and they don't care about you. They care about their money and living in excess. Just like I said in the last podcast, they want everything in excess. Money, fame, all that, the whole nine yards. The Dolce & Gabbana, the Louis Vuitton, the this, the that. The PS5s. They want all this crap in excess. They want it first. They want it now. And they gotta have it. Screw you and I. They don't care. Because remember, COVID-19 doesn't exist. They haven't proven it exists. And they never will because it doesn't exist. And people are so convinced that they had it. People are convinced. And they will fight tooth and nail with you to say, no, oh yeah, no, I had it back in December or February or whatever. No, that was the flu. You had the flu. What you had was the flu. The same old flu that has been going around. It doesn't mutate. You don't understand? All you had was the flu. But people are so convinced that they had COVID-19, but they've never proven that COVID-19 even exists. Do you understand me?